Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, normally, Jordan Mailata would be here, and the segment would be sponsored by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24-7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai, which it still is. No Jordan, because he has a bye week. So we told Jordan, big dog, you get to relax. So Big Dog does not have to answer questions today. He doesn't have to answer about whether they're one block away, which they were not on Sunday. They got the one block, so Jordan will return next week.
Although he did say to me last night.
What?
I said, man, 276? He said, should have been 300.
There you go.
Always wanting more.
Always wants more.
It's what the greats do.
Well, should have been 300.
Maybe he heard Donovan that they didn't have a good rushing game.
Actually, their day on the ground sucked.
Yeah.
Well, I hope he didn't hear that. Yes.
Well, he pushed me over the edge with that one. Stop it, Donovan. Stop it. One team that everybody in the city seems pretty thrilled about is your Philadelphia 76ers.
How about that?
Who are 3-0. Hopefully, it's not the 3-0 they were with Michael Carter Williams, Evan Turner, Spencer Hawes, and that other team that was also 3-0.
Oh, yeah.
You remember the.
Is that the last time they were 3-0?
No, they've been 3-0 since. I believe they were 3-0 the year that they signed Al Horford. Do you remember the Furkan Korkmaz game winner against Portland that year? They were 3-0 that year.
Okay.
I think that was the 1920 season. I guess they were 3-0. Yeah. But thrilling last night. I wrote off as a loss. Orlando's a talented team, but especially without Embiid, you know, without Dominic Barlow, but Tyrese Maxey, 40 points, 8 assists. Vijay Edgecombe, 26 points, I think, last night, all within the flow of the game. Mm-hmm. They led wire to wire against Orlando. Nick Nurse doing a good job, has these guys playing real hard. And
finally has good rotations.
Finally, you know. Power forwards are all two-way players. And I'm seeing this thing. They're 3-0, which I'm thrilled about, 100% thrilled. And everybody is like, we're going to win the East. And, you know, the ceiling of this team. Look. Mm-hmm. No expectations on the Philadelphia. Costos texting me during the game. You know, this team could win the East. Everybody needs to stop it. Mm. You're going to ruin it. This year is not about expectations. When you start thinking about them winning the East, then when they lose a game, you're going to, all of a sudden, you're going to, Vijay Adichukwu goes 2 of 12. You're going to say, he's not as good as we thought he was. This year is not about winning the East. Look, if we wake up in May and Joel Embiid's healthy, and Paul George, and you know, whatever, fine, awesome. No expectations. The expectation of this year is we get to watch exciting young players. We get to watch Tyrese Maxey, Vijay Edgecombe, Jared McCain. They all got to get better. They got to grow. Exciting team that makes us proud. That is the expectation. You're going to ruin it by not having fun and saying that they're better than maybe they are. People are getting a little bit crazy. And I want to have a fun time. You know what this is?
What?
You go on vacation. Look, not me anymore. Mm-hmm. Or actually not me ever. Just something I would see in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody goes on vacation and you know they're there for a week, and they meet a girl on vacation. They know they're never going to see him again. They're not getting married to the girl, right? Yeah. They're just having fun for the week.
This wasn't your life?
It was not my life, actually. Nothing like this. That's what this team is. This team is fun, no commitment, relax. We've had 7 years of disappointment. Just relax, watch the fun young players, and let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, not going to be able to do that.
Oh, come on.
Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
You may come in with that plan, right? They're winning games.
Yes, it's great.
Yeah, but they
just
start.
Just have fun.
Nah, they start
put your little
games.
Bets on the team.
Yeah, I got to think about the possibilities of what this could actually become.
Mm-mm. Not this year.
That's what I have to think about at some point. Now, I will say this. After three games, I'm not talking about winning the East yet.
Please do not.
But if I get to 20 games.
Okay.
And we're sitting at 16-4.
Okay.
Come on now. At some point, it's real. I mean, I've already put down money on Tyrese Maxey for MVP.
Of course.
Like that's the thing.
What were the odds?
I don't really know a lot.
Yeah. Edgecombe Rookie of the Year?
That'll be tough,
too. Well, him and Cooper Flagg, they're probably leading.
Yeah.
Leading.
What about Ace Bailey?
No, I think so.
He did have 6 points.
Whoa!
Unless he has a strong second half. I've already thrown away the first half of his rookie year.
Well, here's the other thing I've noticed is
games.
The same people who are expecting them to win the East are saying, just get rid of Embiid. These kids can win the East.
See?
I'm
trying not to be one of those people.
Yes.
So here's my thing.
Yeah.
With that. You notice I didn't add in Embiid and Paul George.
Yes.
Because I know what that does to people's thought process on the team.
Right, it makes them mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not me though.
I know, not you.
Does not make me mad.
Yeah.
Does not make me mad. Because here's the thing. I just need 50 games out of those guys. 45 to 50 games.
Sure.
That's all I need.
Yeah.
And give me healthy playoffs for them. Meaning that if they can get to that point and this young core could somehow keep everything afloat, they're going to be a top three seed, possibly.
Sure. And
and how can I not think of the Eastern Conference being ours?
And the
no Tatum, there's no Halliburton.
The team is currently constructed is not – here's the problem with the get rid of Embiid. The team is currently constructed is not winning the East without Joel Embiid.
No.
That won't happen.
No.
They could be exciting. They could grow into something.
Right.
You know, maybe Joel Embiid's not here after a year and they trade him. They could grow into that. This year, they're not winning the East without Joel Embiid. So you can't separate the two.
Right.
You know, now you could do if he comes back healthy. But I've just personally, I've been down that road, the if and the what if this happens, if he's healthy here. It just leads to disappointment. I'm having such a good time watching them, shocked that they win every game. Stunned.
I'm with you there. Now listen, it's been a tricky season for us Sixers fans.
Well, because the expectations are getting crazy.
Well, and you realize that it isn't just Maxey and VJ Edgecombe.
No.
Like Embiid is still here. Paul George is still here.
Yes.
And you're gonna be reminded of that once or twice a week when they come out there to play.
Yes.
So I'm trying to make sure I'm not getting frustrated when I see those guys.
I'm not.
Right? Like, I'm not.
They're going to be here.
Because they're going to be here.
And look.
They're going to be here.
There's maybe, if there is a world in which they decide, we're doing youth movement, and we trade Embiid and trade Paul, fine, whatever.
Yeah.
But that's not a team that wins the East. So.
Yeah, it's still not a team that wins the East.
So just stay excited. What growth out of Tyrese Maxey. As a VJ Edgecombe optimist, more than I didn't expect him to average 25 points a game in the first, even in three games, it's
McCain
been outrageous.
Is coming back.
McCain's coming back probably mid-November. Now, Paul George.
Now, what you going to do about that, man? What you going to do?
Yeah, because we're in the Maxey.
Yeah. Well, no. He's not in love with Maxey.
Well, I like Maxey.
I'm not saying you don't like Maxey, but you're a McCain guy.
Yes.
So how do you parse McCain and Edgecombe?
Here's the thing.
Huh?
Jared McCain is going to make everybody's life easier on this team. The first thing he does is he adds a real ball handler, a real passer, and a real shooter. Mm-hmm. This team, they're survived, and they have the most efficient offense in the NBA right now. There's not enough shooters on the team
largely.
Yeah. They're starting lineups with Jabari Walker, Kelly Oubre, who had another great game last night.
He also took like three shots while I was like, hold on, man.
One of us appreciated those shots.
Well, because he bet them over 25.
25 plus, plus 1,200.
There you
and
go.
Three threes and 20 plus points.
Kelly's like me on the playground.
Yeah.
You throw me the ball, I'm shooting
yeah.
it.
Yeah, oh, for sure. And he's left-handed.
Yep.
And he's left-handed. And I appreciate last night, like a pretty soft and one. He still did the push-up.
Oh, yes. You see him doing the push-up?
Yeah.
Watch his shoulders.
Broad shoulders, yeah.
So, it's just like, I don't know. McCain. So, a lot of things they've done with Maxey so far this year, he's had a lot of off-ball. You know, if you notice, a lot of games of Edgecombe's bringing the ball up, even with Maxey on the floor. Mm-hmm. So Maxey has become such a good shooter. They have him flying around screens and off ball. So I think Jared McCain, as the only other player on the team, aside from Kyle Lowry, who doesn't even wear his uniform, can be a lead guard, you know, I think it'll just help Maxey.
Okay.
I think it'll help Edgecombe. I think, you know, Edgecombe and Grimes, maybe their minutes go down a little bit, but also Edgecombe probably could play three and Grimes could play three, depending on who's the four, right? You have Paul George in there. All of a sudden, you have maybe five guys on the court that can pass, or they can shoot, rather. I think McCain's just going to help everything.
At some point, we're going to have more scoring than we can use.
Your lips to God's ears. My God.
It will be a great problem to have, but we're going to have more scoring than we probably need.
Oh, it's so funny. It's like we've been dying for a backcourt like Maxey and Edgecombe, and then you just remember that Jared McCain's coming back.
You got McCain coming back.
Who was the favorite for Rookie of the Year when he got hurt last year?
Yes.
And I think could be the best player of the three.
I don't know, Jim. Sounds like an Easter egg.
And I got to wipe the slate.
He just wanted to do his out on the gym.
Yes. I got to wipe the slate clean with Jared McCain.
Yes. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I got to wipe. Because actually, by the time I even started to actually acknowledge him, he got injured last year.
Yeah. You know, Aaron from Mount Airy came up to me at Chickies yesterday. He swore off the Sixers last year. He didn't watch.
Yeah.
And he said, I keep hearing you mention Jared McCain. And then he said, I watched his highlights. And I said,
you're right. You have to go back and look at the highlights. And I'm like, oh, this boy was killing it.
Yeah.
Yes. I do remember the highlight. I mean, how he was Rookie of the Month and everything.
Yep.
But I was so into Eagles football, I hadn't locked in on the Sixers enough to watch Jared McCain every night.
And then he got hurt.
And then he got injured. Yeah. So I didn't even get to really get into Jared McCain.
Moves like Steph.
He does. He does move like Steph. He's great off ball. He fight good position and strong. You know,
come on, man.
Listen, you said top 15 player. You're nuts. He'll be lucky if he's a top 30 player.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He could be a top 15 player.
Of all time?
He's got the juice. Of all time. In the NBA. He's got the juice. He's got the juice. I can see it.
I just like pushing you a little bit.
And I love seeing, I saw it.
It's good to see, it's just good to see you happy.
Yeah, it's good to see you happy.
Yeah, look at your face in there. And we're not even talking about Kelly Oubre.
Well, we were.
Oubre was great.
No,
I love Oubre. Well, you know I love me a role player. I love me a role player.
That's your type of guy.
And Oubre has been, yes. Oubre has become all pro. I don't know if you remember that.
That's right.
People forget.
Yeah. Oubre has become the role player on the team that, because I think he most likely will, if everybody's healthy, he most likely gets traded at the deadline. I'm appreciating
the
time.
I actually think that's the type of guy you need on a team.
Well, because he works hard.
Yeah, he's a glue guy. He does all the dirty work. Right? Yeah. And he's a fake tough guy, but I like the fact that he's a tough guy.
Every NBA.
Like Matt Barnes.
Yes. Yes, Matt Barnes fake tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, didn't Matt Barnes go to beat up Derek Fisher that one time?
Yes.
Yeah,
or did Derek Fisher go to beat up Matt Barnes?
No, you had it right. It was Matt Barnes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Derek Fisher was dating Matt Barnes' ex-wife.
Yes.
Now they're married.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, now he coaches Matt Barnes' kids.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, everything worked out.
And they love each other.
See? Yeah.
Like,
it's
like
love
a blended
story.
Family now.
Wow.
That sounds like a nice little movie. A little rom-com.
Yeah.
Matt Barnes was hot.
He was.
He drove from Sacramento to L.A.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers Minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. Which song would get a better reaction at a wedding? I Want It That Way or Bye Bye Bye. This is a close one. I Want It That Way, 53.2%. Bye Bye Bye, 46.8%.
I got my second whitest song before you go to the phones.
Oh, okay.
Yep, Will Smith, Welcome to Miami.
Oh, that is a good. That's college as well.
I can't tell you if I've ever heard that at a wedding.
You never
oh, really?
I don't think
Miami.
So.
No.
I know the song, but yeah.
You never heard it at the wedding?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I just figured it was a white song.
Well,
yeah. Well, it is.
What about?
I like that you're picking all delegation white songs.
That's right.
Delegation sung white songs.
Yep.
Yep. That make the white people feel like they're in the delegation. Especially,
we're all at the cookout, man. Yeah. We're all there.
Especially the Montel Jordan one. That was the first one.
That was the first
one. Oh, yeah. This is how we do it. Get a lot of this. 215-592-9494.
He's on to me.
Yeah. Robin Overbrook. You're on WIP. What's up, Rob?
What's up, Spike? Mr. Fritz Jack.
Wow. Hey,
listen,
Kyle.
I want to tell you, I want to ask you guys, I hadn't talked to you guys in a while before I get to. A.J. Smith about, you know, Dombrowski and what he said about Harper. Was there any validity to that? Or
validity in what exactly? That he wasn't elite now? He doesn't know if he could be elite in the future?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's true. Whether he should have said it or not, that's a completely different conversation. But it's true. He wasn't an elite player. Jack and I were trying to figure out the number of elite like everyday players in baseball right now. The list is only like four or five. I think that Bryce is probably in the third tier this year, but a really good player, but not an elite player. And whether he can be elite, maybe, you know, who knows, but he probably shouldn't have said it when he said it, the way he said it, but it's true. Yeah.
Why not? If it's true, it's true. What do you think about Harper's comeback? I don't think that was,
Yeah, that was a little disappointing.
Yeah. Well, because he was taking shots at fans and media.
Yeah.
I mean, he was upset with Dombrowski, but when he talks about crying about the trade stuff, that is not Dombrowski.
Yeah, that didn't come from the organization.
Yeah, they both broke in a way they shouldn't have broken.
Yeah.
Dave Dombrowski said something he shouldn't have said publicly, and then Bryce Harper, who has been so good in saying the right thing at the right time, he said the wrong thing.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
I think I'm not just putting it on Bryce. I think it's Bryce and Scott Boras. I think they both like sort of, you know, Bryce is, for whatever you say about him, he is certainly purposeful in what he says and what he does, especially about fans. Mm-hmm. And when he's never gone at fans, right? He's the guy, when you ask him about booing, he said, well, we should play better.
Yep.
He always says the right thing. And not only, this wasn't just after a game when you're emotional. When you seek out a reporter or the reporter seeks out you and you decide to talk 2 weeks after the season's over, if you're mad at Dombrowski, whatever. You know, I don't think he should have said it, but if you're mad at Dombrowski, when you're taking shots at the fans and the media, it never works. It just never works here. It didn't work for... Now, he's not going to get the blowback that somebody like Castellanos would, but I don't think any of us think it was a smart, strategic decision from Bryce.
Nope.
Yeah, as for me, before I want to get my AJ thing, as for me, I don't think they'll ever win with him because he's not that guy that comes through... Like, let's take Jim Kelly in the Buffalo. I mean, Jim Kelly has some great games to get to the Super Bowl, but And those four Super Bowls, he didn't have the great game that got them over the top. So you couldn't say he's a choker, but maybe in those Super Bowls, but he had great games, but he didn't have the great game in the greatest moment. And that's when a real great athlete, that's what he has. He has the great game in the great moment. And I haven't seen that from Bryce. He's had some good games in the playoffs, but he hasn't had the great game in the great moment.
He hit a home run to put us in the World Series.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the World Series. That's what counts for me. And like I said, you can get there, and a lot of guys that get there. But what separates that elite guy, man, is that guy when the stage is like Reggie Jackson, when the stage was hit, was there, man, he did it.
You think Barry Bonds was an elite player?
No, he's on steroids. But
Well, Rob, only thing, Shohei Ohtani's having a great World Series. Shohei Ohtani hit 200 in the World Series last year, and the Dodgers won the World Series. I agree with you that I don't think over the last 2 years, before that, Bryce had some big moments in the playoffs. The last 2 years, he had opportunities for big moments, and he didn't have them.
That's a fact.
Yeah, and that's a fact. But to say that you can't win with him, I don't agree with that. But what's your A.J. Brown point?
They haven't won so far with him.
Well, they've won. Hold on, though. And again, I am more than happy to be critical of Bryce Harper. To say that they haven't won when they've been in the playoffs every year for the last four years. They got to the World Series. They got to the LCS. They've won more games in the regular season every year than the year before. He's won an MVP here. They haven't won the World Series. But people do this with Donovan all the time, and it's unfair. To say that he didn't play in big games is untrue. Play well in big games. There are big games to get to the biggest game. Now, he did have an opportunity in the World Series. He did have an opportunity in the LCS to get him there, but he also was the reason they were there. So it's a little bit more difficult in baseball sometimes than in football or basketball, where if you're the quarterback or you're the best player on a basketball team, you can just do it. I'm oversimplifying it. It doesn't really work that way in baseball when the success rate of a good player is succeeding 3 out of 10 times. You know, a successful player who hits 300 is only successful 3 out of 10 times. Yeah. So what's your point on AJ, Rob?
Oh, AJ, you know what? Remember when he was traded here, that draft night trade? You know, there were some whispers that, you know, because people were asking, especially in Philadelphia, well, why would Tennessee get rid of a great talent like that? And then I heard some things, you know, like, well, maybe he's out, you know, he has some issues. And then it was hushed up real quick after he got here. But it seems to me that there might be some validity in that because the guy has some issues. And Ike, like you said, when he comes back, you know, this is going to tell the story. You know, this is going to tell the story about what this guy is really about. You know, they had two good games, and he caught some passes, and, you know, that should be enough to placate him. But if he comes back with the same nonsense, then there's something wrong with this guy. You know, like, I'm sure, what's that, what was that, Antonio Brown, I'm sure he was he was a head case. And sometimes a great player can be a head case.
Yeah, Antonio.
Well, he definitely was a head case.
Yeah, Antonio Brown. I would be careful with head case.
I want to be sensitive to that. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
AJ's had some struggles there. Yeah. But A.J. Brown, in terms of outrageous behavior, certainly at a different level than Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah, those two guys at a different level. Yeah.
Yeah, but who's to say he won't take it there? I mean, like you said, like this is going to be really telling, you know, whether he wants to be part of a winning thing or he just wants, you know, to get stats and get the ball and be in the Hall of Fame. So, I think there's a little. Sometimes you can do both, but sometimes you can't. So you have to wait and see what he's going to do when he comes back.
Yeah, and I honestly think the Antonio Brown situation is a good case study because Antonio Brown won a Super Bowl with Tampa Bay. You look at the numbers he put up in Pittsburgh, he is a Hall of Fame wide receiver. But because of the way his career ended with everything, I don't think Antonio Brown is going to get in the Hall of Fame.
Wow, because of all that stuff?
I don't think he's going to wind up getting in there. And he definitely had two or three more years He definitely had two or three more years that he could have continued to play to add more numbers to what he already has done.
Sure.
But because of the way it ended with everything else, walking off the field, all that stuff, with, you know, he took the equipment off, and then his subsequent tweets and how offensive he'd been with all sorts of stuff, I just think media members who are going to vote him in there, they aren't going to vote him in.
Rob, whitest song you could play at a wedding? What is it?
You know, I was at a wedding. I was telling Jack, I was at a wedding, and I thought it was a joke at first, but they played Disco Duck, and people were out there actually dancing, and I was like, wow, it was part of the repertoire.
So Disco Duck is a long time ago. I think it was it, thank you for the call, Rob, was it a radio DJ? I could have sworn it was a radio.
Fritz, you're supposed to have his music ready to go.
Yeah, Disco Duck.
Disco Duck.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
If I'm correct, Disco Duck was probably late 70s, early 80s. Hold on. The white people would not go crazy. Rick Dees. It was a radio DJ. It was Rick Dees. Yeah. Look, I've been to a lot of white weddings. Never seen Disco Duck.
Well, Rob's definitely the 70s wedding type.
Yeah, for sure.
Did they play the Cupid Shuffle?
Oh, still, yeah. Yeah,
most. I mean, the wedding you were at.
No, there was a lot of...
The black wedding, I'm going to go through all the line dances. Did they play the Electric Slide?
Yeah, okay, so one thing I noticed about the Electric Slide is they kept doing it for 20 minutes through a bunch of different songs. Is that normal?
Well, it can be, yeah. Once it starts, it's hard to get off.
I looked at Val when it started, and I said... Oh, now, which dance is this? And she's like, the Electric Slide. 15 minutes later, I said, are they still doing the Electric Slide?
Now, is it this weekend?
Yes, it was Sunday.
Wow, so it's still going?
Oh, Electric Slide, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is the Macarena still at weddings?
Oh, I don't think so.
You think that's done?
Yeah.
Yeah, Macarena.
Yeah.
One, Maca 2, Maca 3, Macarena. Come on, man.
Gangnam Style had a minute, too. Yeah, that was probably at weddings, too. Yeah.
Didn't last, though.
No, it did not last.
No?
It did not.
Yeah, that was 15 minutes of fame.
Yes. It was a great moment, though. What a moment. 215-592-9494. Little high hopes, Jackie. Baseball report next. What a game last night.
What a game.
Well, supposedly. I certainly didn't stay up for it.
No shot.
There was a game. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.